It's been on, been going ever since.
So yeah, that was, I've been with the band for a year. So I guess they didn't really have a band, didn't have really a name.
We hadn't gigged or anything.
Yeah, no. So
they were the Chilean Stormtroppers of death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess, I don't know if you've already mentioned, yeah, preface that two of the members are Chilean.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't. Yeah.
So me and Zach are both from Santiago, and
yeah, we can tell by the accent.
Yeah, clearly
Santiago English accent.
I'm concentrating really hard on just it's going to slip through every once in a while, but yeah. So Necronauta's not existed for, these guys have been playing together for almost 2 years,
but
the band, it's as in its current state, it's only been around for a year. But in that time, like these guys had a bunch of songs already written, so. I think our first gig was in August of last summer.
You were only in the band for a month or two
at
the time.
And then we were like right into the studio to record some drums for our EP. And that was with Michael Kroschauer, who's based out in New West.
Mm-hmm.
Little Red Studios, I think it's called, the space he works. And that guy works with loads of local metal operations and has produced tons of pretty successful outfits here. And so that was great. That was also Alvaro's very first experience in a studio, too.
Oh, he was a studio virgin.
Yeah.
Wow. Doesn't it feel great?
It is.
I still remember my first studio experience. Yeah.
I was just staring at you for 10 straight hours.
Exactly. You have to play the same 30 seconds 17 times.
No, again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try one more. Oh, sorry, forgot to play the record. Once more. What the fuck?
With the click track, too, you know, it's like punishing you constantly to stay in time. So,
like Whiplash movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a J.K. Simmons basically reduced into a single click. Yeah.
That was a good movie, actually. Whiplash. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, keep going. And then, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
The drums were recorded.
We just wanted to get the drums recorded in a decent space, because then we did everything else from our homes separately, and then we sent it down to get mixed in Chile, and Gonzalo knows Sebastian Puente.
Yeah, Sebastian Puente is sound engineer, and also is a guitar player of an important band in Chile called Nuclear. So I got in contact with him, and he was very happy to work with us.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think I've heard the name. I don't know if I play them on my, because I have, you know, I don't have one show, I have three shows. So I don't know if I play them on my Metal Meltdown show, but
similar, I would say, like kind of the similar style. They play like thrash metal, and this
cool.
is what we, at least we try to play.
So yeah, that was kind of fun, bringing in an international element, and also trying to incorporate that much more of the South American aspects to the band too. Just because, it's crazy how big thrash is and metal in general is in South America, and specifically Chile and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I know. Like Brazil, I guess, you know, since the Sepultura days, but Brazil, Chile, Mexico, I mean, maybe some other countries are missing.
All incredible amounts of independent bands are coming out now.
Correct.
Yeah. And, there was, I can't think of them off the top of my head. But, there's some new albums that just came out from Chile just like this past month or so that were like real rippers. It was great. And then we released the EP in December. Yes. So, you know, you record in August, and then half a year goes by before you get something finished and out to the world. And that's basically where we're at. We've done a few gigs since, and we've got a few coming up.
That's right. That's why we are here. One of the reasons.
May 15th. Not just for
hanging out and drinking.
Striker hits Vancouver. Edmonton Legends. Ready to scream your ears off.
That's next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, May 15th.
This Wednesday. That's right, at the Wise Hall.
Wise Hall, and Striker from Edmonton, who's like been a...
Those guys rule.
They rule. They've been around since like the mid 2000s too. So they've been like pure shredding heavy metal. The guy's got
old
incredible
tech thrash.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not too thrashy. It's like pretty much like straight ahead metal, but like with dueling guitars, and the guy can like really belt it out and sing. So yes. I think you interviewed Stryker not too long ago.
Yeah, I think it was November.
Okay,
so it's yeah.
And they're on. I think they released a new album, so they're on a big junket and
they're touring North America right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and so we're opening the show, and then it's Tough Dust, who's another kind of straight ahead metal group again with two guitar players who are super good, super fun. They got some wild outfits. we did a show with them at the Lido back in September.
Oh, the Lido, really?
Yeah.
But you can feel like 30 people there.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
25? So it was a sold out show. Got it. Yeah,
it was a sold out.
Yeah. Woo.
That was the one show where all our friends showed up, filled out the place.
And that was
and
it. It was sold
their
out.
Their obligations to come watch us ever again are now.
Yeah. Those are mostly your friends and our girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's what metal gets you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know they did like gigs at the Lido. So that's,
oh, yeah.
That's
oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Almost every other night or something.
It's in the only stage, there's a Lido, like at the back when you get into the left.
Yeah.
Right. There.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you can only fit, yeah, like 50 people. But anyway, it's all good. You love small venues anyway, right?
Well,
better than the football stadiums we usually play.
The logistics, it's just like with the loss of intimacy, you know.
You feel so close to the audience, like literally you're playing among them, so that's awesome. Yeah.
So, and we'll be producing another one of those little shows at the end of May out in Maple Ridge at the Wolf Bar.
That's right, the 31st.
Yeah, and we've got, that's going to be four bands, and that's going to be pretty fun because we've got a mixture of like punk and some hardcore and some other crossover thrash band. And I think
Glue Unit's
kind of headlining, and they're kind of punk royalty around town, I think. Yeah, yeah. And another thrash band called Nope, and Grolix, who I think are a lot of those guys are from that area, Maple Ridge. I think some of them are in a band called The Judges too, where they dressed up in like actually courtroom wigs and outfits and then played punk shows. But
interesting.
This Grolix stuff is it's gonna be fierce. They're opening the show, and then we're up third after Nobody, and then Glue Unit's going to end the night. And I don't know. Have you guys ever been to the Wolf Bar? I've not.
I played there a bunch of times.
Okay.
It's the only place to go in Maple Ridge, so it should be pretty good.
So, yeah.
And if nobody's there, it's a block away from the striptease establishment, so we can always just go over there if nobody's around.
To warm up, you know?
Yeah.
So, the locals have no choice but to come see us. That's the only option.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that sounds pretty good.
Unless hockey's still happening.
Yes. Well, they can still pollute, you know. You can put the game on, and then you can put the soundtrack for the game.
Oh, did you want one?
Oh, good.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to go and play some music, or we're going to go and play some music, and then, we'll be back and we'll chat more with Necronado. How about that?
That sounds like a plan. Is this going to be our music, or is this going to be like Peruvian charango?
This is we're going to start with you.
Okay, good.
We're going to start with you just because, again, perfect timing. Perfect timing. Okay, so let's do that. Remember, you're here at Radio Alicia. Contracts were signed. Now payment is due.
There is only one sun humming up the mountain. Solo con el sol, darkness overcome.
Welcome back to Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the new smartphone app for Android and iOS. And you can also find all the past, present, and future podcasts of the show at cjsf.ca/content/radio-alicia. All right, we just listened to Mingua. Sisters, a sister and brothers from another mother. We listened to the song Sun, El Sol. Before that, we listened to Space Queen. They are a band from Vancouver. Talented, only all female. We listened to the song Battle Cry. And we set with our guests tonight, Necronado. And this should be like your, you know, title song. Like we listen to Necrosis.
Necrosis.
Exactly. Well, you say it way better than me. You know, just by a bit, but way more better than me. Yes, Necrosis. We listen from Necronado. And yeah,
to say that this playlist is eclectic is an injustice.
Thank you
for what you're playing.
Thank you, Emmett. My playlists have been called many, many things, but eclectic is not really one of the ones that come most often. Yeah, it's related to going to the washroom for number two. It's related, like it's been called a lot of things, but not eclectic. So thank you very much.
Also burying the lead, as we say, Mingua is a local Vancouver group that Gonzalo, our guitar player, also plays in. You weren't on that recording, though, right?
No, I'm still trying to get my guitars in one record of Mingua, but it still hasn't happened.
But you usually do like one EP every year or two, or how about a single or something? I mean, you have a bunch of new songs now.
Yeah, but we haven't recorded anything lately. Last was music from before my era.
Don't worry, I'll talk to, you know, the people in charge, and we'll get you recorded.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Actually, you can be solo. Gonzalo Donoso plays Mingua, and you can record an album yourself playing Mingua. You know, or you know, Gonzalo plays his best hits. So you can play Necronado and Mingua and whatever else you're...
Maybe I can take these guys and replace all the others.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yes.
What we call Mingua 2.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know.
You get yourself sued by two different bands.
That should be fun, yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Gonzalo is, besides being handsome and multi-talented, he's also multi-band. So, yes. So I wanted you to mention how you recruited some of the members of Necronado, because I found that really interesting. And I went to laugh again, so please do.
Well, that was you, right?
Yeah, I was just looking for... Because I was playing in Mingua, but I wanted to expand my music talent by playing...
Of course. Wasted. So much wasted with only one band.
Playing hard and heavy and fast stuff. So I just wanted to play one album from the 80s called Speak English or Die. Yeah. And I posted in Craigslist, and the first guy who asked me, he said, we write mails back and forth, and the guy asked me, do you speak Spanish? Yes. Where are you from? From Chile. Oh, me too. And that's Alvaro. By coincidence. And then was Zach, and then we started to play the whole album. Mm-hmm. SOD.
That's a very good album, I must say. I love that album, you know.
Yeah. Usually when we play live, we try to get one or two SOD covers, just to as a nod to the foundation of the band, so that it's nice to slip in a few SOD covers at the show. And they're also great songs to get the crowd whipped up in a frenzy too. But
do you remember the Headbangers Ball on MTV?
Yeah.
So one of the songs or two of the songs from SOD was the main intro for Headbangers Ball. That one, okay. I don't know how it's called. Du-dun. Oh, I guess this is Milano Mosh, no?
Yeah. Milano Mosh.
This is the Milano Mosh.
Yeah.
So now you do the Emmett Mosh, or what is it called? Like,
well, we got to figure out the necro. So Necronado is basically a fancy way of saying Tornado of Death. When we were deciding on a name for the band, we wanted to incorporate some kind of Spanish element. So and also Necro is, I mean, the go-to.